Near a stream, directly below the modern apartment complex you passed on Cotswold Terrace, is the north end of the American first line of NC militia. As at the southern end, the last bit of straight line is manned by another 200 Virginia riflemen. Probably angled along the small rise the complex occupies and facing inward to its left from here are 110 detached Virginia and Delaware full-time Continental soldiers. Among them is an example of the Patriot volunteers who wandered in one by one to help, John Larkin. Before the action began, he showed up with a rifle and some cooked meat on a spit. A local Irish immigrant, Larkin sat down, striking his spit into the ground beside him. He calmly ate from the meat while preparing his rifle. There is no fence or field. The men take positions behind trees and thick woods instead of in a regular line. Behind them are the 86th Continental Cavalry under William Washington you saw at the later melee, joined by militia cavalry. As mentioned before, the riflemen there are among the first to fire at the advancing British line, along with those on the southern flank. As the rest of the front line breaks, the British regiment on this end of their line, the 33rd Foot, or infantry, wheels in that direction toward the men still fighting. As that unit separates from the rest, the 23rd Foot, closer to the New Garden Road, begins turning that way as well. Out of sight in the woods further to your right, Cornwallis sends reserves to protect the left flank of the 33rd. These include German Rangers known as Jägers, or Hunters. The Continental soldiers wait, like the other musket bearers, until the redcoats are within 50 yards before firing. In general, the men in that area hold their position the longest, with most of the militia firing at least three volleys, as Green requested. When the British are almost within bayonet range, the Americans pull back toward the second line, here in good order. Look past the houses at the end of Harrow Place. At the start of the battle, the second line of Virginia militia ended in this vicinity, aligned with the end of the straight part of the first line. As elsewhere on the second and third lines, the first visible signs of the battle other than smoke is the many North Carolina militiamen running through the trees right to left. Finally, the redcoats become visible in the woods to your right. The men here are among those who break early as described under second line. After that, the first line Continentals, militia, redcoats, and Jägers slowly fight through this area. The forested ground is far more jumbled at the time, which slows both sides. As seen on the southern flank, the lines are broken up and groups of men fight tree to tree. The Delaware and Virginia Continentals make a stand around here next to Lawson's forces after those are driven back, even pushing the British and Germans briefly before resuming their fighting retreat. Follow the driving instructions under A Courageous Climb and go to its audio clip.